ladies and gentlemen. The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It was 6:40. I was working the early shift in Chicago on WGN Radio. My name's Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. There are more than 3 million people in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work with restaurant news and reviews. Good morning, Lieutenant. How are you?
Good morning.
That's the actual opening from the Dragnet radio series.
Oh, that's...
Instead of the television open that we usually play.
Oh, well, that's nice. I mean, it's great to be here. It's delightfully casual today in the vacation, getting ready to go on vacation.
Why? This is the normal look for us here, isn't it?
We've got the scarf going. We got Argyle socks over here.
Yeah, Mark's got the good footwear. Grzanich was in here. He very seldom comes in the main studio from the newsroom. Usually he waits for the goodies to be placed in the kitchen, but he knows something I don't because he was already in here.
Yeah, you know. So welcome to the first annual Bob Surratt the best donut in Chicago contest. So that's what we're doing today. You know, over the year, we've been talking about restaurants we've talked about in the past year, and over the year we've talked about several places that had great donuts. And so what I did was I brought in the best donuts that I thought I found on the north side and the best donuts I found on the south side, and we can you guys can discuss throughout the morning because I brought like a couple dozen.
I see there's chocolate and glazed.
Yes, there's glazed cake donuts and glazed chocolate cake donuts, or chocolate frosted cake donuts, because those are my favorite donuts. So that's, you know.
Now, you, I know, have talked about this before, that the police actually have more bagels than donuts. Is that it?
These days, yeah. I mean, I'm older, you know, but the younger police officers are much more in shape, and they don't like the donut, what do you call
stereotype.
It? Stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of tend to avoid donuts. Although I think they're getting a resurgence at Dunkin' Donuts of police officers coming in there for the coffee because there's a lot of boycotting of Starbucks going on these days.
Is that right?
Police officers, yeah.
Cops have a problem with Starbucks?
They have since the summer. They kind of...
Not getting free stuff anymore?
No,
what's
no,
the
we
problem?
Never got free stuff. Or at least I haven't gotten it since I put a white shirt on. I haven't gotten any free stuff. But they haven't been very good to the police lately.
Well, we got to get that fixed in the new year for sure. So Allegretti's is on Lawrence and Norridge, right?
Right. Allegretti's at 7717 West Lawrence and Norridge, and they have, I think, the best donuts on the north side. And I have to say, and this is my opinion. We can all offer our own opinions as you go through the morning and try the donuts. I think that the chocolate frosted cake donuts at Allegretti's is the best of the two I brought in. And old-fashioned donuts at 112-48 South Michigan has, I think, the best glazed cake donut that I have.
So we can compare both.
I brought a half a dozen of both from each place.
And he left after Grzanich was in here?
I took a half of one from the old-fashioned, and I wish I would have taken a full one. I think we're going to have some competition here.
I'm in a coma over here.
Yeah. Well, you know, a great story about old-fashioned donuts. So Burritt Bullock, Mr. B, is 82 years old. And he is still making the donuts every day. I talked to him Wednesday, and he is he's been going to work every day through the pandemic. And it's like an old Woolworth store. So the donut makers are in the front window. He's in the front window every day making donuts. And I have to say, it makes me wonder if we should be studying the link between COVID prevention and donut eating. I think the more donuts you eat, the more likely you are. I mean, hey, I haven't gotten COVID.
Yeah, well, we'll run that by Dr. Kevin Most and Dr. Eileen Marty.
There you go.
So the Southside Donuts from Old Fashioned Donuts, 11248 South Michigan, and the Northside Donuts from Allegretti's at 7717 West Lawrence.
Yeah, and if people want to send in emails of what they think is the best, let us know. And when we come back after your vacation, we'll say what people... I've gotten a lot of suggestions resolutions for the new year. But if you want to say which donuts are best, you can send Bob an email or send me an email at BeatCopsGuy.
Grab the north side.
Ah, yes. So,
Bob's grabbing the donuts.
I'll do that during the break because I want to I don't want to eat that many donuts. I want to take a piece of a chocolate from the north side and the south side, a piece of a glazed from the north side and south side, and I'll report on my findings here.
Yes.
After the break.
That was for Marianne's consumption. He's probably going to have four donuts.
Yeah. Right. No, she's not up this early. We're okay. We'll come back and also talk about, this is a good counterpoint to the donut segment, some healthy meals you can get.
Right.
More with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department momentarily.
Merry Christmas, WGN.
It's our Friday restaurant reviews and news feature with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. All right, so I have lined up here. First, this is a Northside chocolate donut from Ella Gretti's, right?
Okay.
Okay, and then now... And this is, and I just took like little quarter pieces. This is a South Side from Old Fashioned. Let me turn your mic.
Huge
down there.
Quarter pieces.
Well, from
you
Old might Fashioned donuts.
Clear your palate there before you try that.
11248 South Michigan, the Old Fashioned chocolate. Hmm. The Allegretti's tastes. Are these both equally fresh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kind of like the Allegretti's one on the chocolate.
Yeah. Old Fashioned does something with the dough that makes a nice crunch to it. I can't figure out how they do that. But I like the chocolate frosting from Allegretti's a little better. I don't know why.
I'm having the glaze now from from Allegretti's on Lawrence. And now I will have the glazed from Old Fashioned on South Michigan Avenue.
I've always thought that my second career might be in a donut shop. I can see myself making donuts.
My first career was when I was I worked at Dinkles when I was a kid.
All right, I'm going with the glazed from Old Fashioned, the chocolate from Allegretti's.
That's the same way. It's a true test of a man's genius that who agrees with him. And so we agree.
We'll have to wait for certification from the Electoral College, though, before we declare a winner. Let's talk about this place on Irving Park that you like, Lieutenant.
Well, yeah. So if you're going to eat a lot of donuts, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to make up for it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And fittingly delicious at 3939 West Irving Park Road, which we looked at earlier this year as the pandemic was getting rolling, and one of my sergeants, Amber Toledo, suggested it. And it's healthy meals that you can go pick up. They have some ready for takeout, or they can deliver them to you. And the whole thing was set up by a retired police officer and fitness guru, teacher, instructor, Pedro Yanga, who was actually, he helped the Superintendent Johnson, get into shape when he had his kidney operation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A great guy, very interesting guy. And what they do is, as far as delivery goes, you can order your meals a couple days in advance. And if you order them by, like, tonight at midnight, they'll deliver them out to your house on Sunday. They cook all day Saturday, and they cook all day Tuesday. And they make meals for people who order them. And they'll come. They can be reheated. Or if you want, you can go pick up stuff in the store that's either hot, or you can bring home to reheat it. And they've done pretty well throughout the pandemic because they were uniquely set up. They were designed this way prior to the pandemic coming, so it really didn't affect. They only have a couple of tables in their place, so it really didn't affect it because they were set up to be a take-home, prepare your meal for your family, and you can eat healthy, you can eat clean, and really good food.
Fittingly delicious, 3939 West Irving Park. Do you have any idea what the delivery radius is?
They'll deliver pretty much anywhere in Chicago, but the farther you are away, the more expensive the delivery rates are.
Sure, but they'll go away from the north side.
Yeah, they got a map on their website, and it shows each part of the city in a different color.
Hmm. What's your favorite there?
They got this this roasted chicken breast that with vegetables, and it's great for us because we have gluten issues at home and stuff. So it's gluten free, it's dairy free, and it it really tastes good. I can't make really healthy food that tastes good at home. I mean, sometimes I get it right. I don't know how. I mean, I can make salmon. That's good. But when it comes to chicken and stuff, I'm always adding stuff. It ends up not being real healthy.
Oh, because you put like too much salt on it or something.
Something. And so this way, it's all kind of prepared for you. It's healthy. It's enough food for each person. And it also teaches you how to eat properly. So I mean, I intellectually know now how to eat healthy properly.
You don't do it.
I don't do it, but yeah. I understand it.
You're too busy at the donut shop. Well, this is nice. So you got your Allegretti's Bakery in Norridge, and then your old-fashioned donuts on South Michigan Avenue, and then to sort of cleanse Fittingly Delicious for some healthy options at 3939 West Irving Park.
Right.
Like that. We'll get to the news here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's the restaurant news in the meantime. What do you got for us, Lieutenant?
Well, another place we talked about earlier in the year, Aya Pastry at 1332 West Grand. They built a life-size gingerbread house in the front of the bakery that you walk through when you enter it. And it's made out of real gingerbread. And you don't eat it.
Not taking a bite out of
but
it.
But what a great smell. Wow. It's a full-size, life-size gingerbread house made right there by the bakers. And you can go check it out from 9 to 4. They're open. They even have a drive-thru now that's open from 7 to 12 in the morning. 7 in the morning till noon.
1332 West Grand. What's the name of it?
Aya Pastry. A-Y-A Pastry. And, you can order stuff in advance at ayapastry.com and pick it up. And then you can check out their huge gingerbread house.
We were talking last week about CBD-infused ice cream. Now, you haven't made any arrests here in this business,
no,
have you?
No, I have not. I was going to tell you about the CBD. And I haven't tried it, so I don't know how good it is, because every time I even talk about it with you, I'm always worried I'm going to get a random drug test tomorrow when I get to work. I'm not sure if CBD, I'm not sure if it's the same, if it shows up,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not going to take your word for it. I mean, even though marijuana is legal now, the police still can't smoke it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you stopped anybody, by the way, driving under the influence of marijuana?
I haven't. I know we've had some people who have stopped people that are actually, it's illegal to still smoke in your car.
Right.
And so they're actually smoking in their car. They've gotten stopped doing that.
You know what? With people texting while they're driving, we don't need that, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You have your phone in one hand, your joint in the other.
Yeah, very nice.
It might be a problem for the other people on the road.
Even though we're in the middle of the pandemic, probably the worst time, there are some people brave enough to open food establishments now, aren't there?
Yeah, boy, you got now. On the one hand, it's an amazing thing to do. But now that we're getting the vaccine, hopefully we might see more people opening, because it might seem like, okay, next year, when 2021 and the one in the 2021 is the big middle finger back to 2020, with the vaccines coming, I do think that if we get this under control, that next year is going to be a wild year for everybody, and everybody's going to make
all the pent up demand.
Yeah,
right. I know.
So Mr. E's Late Night is a new no frills hot dog place open at 2704 North Milwaukee, and the guy that opened it. I'm sorry, I'm looking for his name right here.
Need help? Hani. Want me to call a cop?
Essam Hani, I think is how it's pronounced. It's his seventh restaurant or bar on that same stretch of Milwaukee Avenue. He's becoming the mayor of Milwaukee Avenue down there. And, here's a guy who's been barely hanging on with his other places, and he forges ahead. That's got a lot of optimism right there.
Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck to him. Yeah. There's also a new late night spot in Old Town. Uproar. 1252 North Wells, cheese curd stuffed hush puppies and other late night munchies there at Uproar.
Yeah, that's actually going to be a really nice bar once we're allowed to go back into bars and stuff. They open up a really nice, it's like a two-story place. It's really good.
Right, exactly. And then what's this spot up on Northwestern that you came across?
Taqueria Chingon.
Taqueria.
Taqueria Chingon.
Mm-hmm.
Has opened up, and I can't find it. And they sold out of food. They went through 40 pounds of steak and 70 pounds of pork. And so they opened up December 6th at 2236 Northwestern, and people in the neighborhood are saying it's the best It's the best food, you know, the best tacos.
Really?
Stuff. Supposedly they have these. I haven't tried it yet. That'll be one of the places we review after the new year. But they have these fluffy corn tortillas, which is great. There's a place on the south side that makes it for you right before they give you a taco. And I it's the only time I've ever had fluffy corn tortillas.
But this place is at 2236 Northwestern.
Right.
All right, we'll check that out. By the way, I wanted to mention in the Wall Street Journal, they noted that here in Chicago, Publican and Avec, city restaurants delivering to the suburbs. Let us entertain you doing that as well. And also, happy 10th anniversary to Devil Dogs. Wanted to get that mentioned in.
Devil Dogs, yeah, all right.
And we want you to have a happy, safe holiday, Lieutenant. And as always, thank you. And we look forward to our visits after the holidays. I hope you and your fellow officers there in Jefferson Park have a festive holiday season.
All right, well, thank you. I'll be out Christmas Eve and Christmas night, so please keep it peaceful so that I could have a... I'll be out working all night long.
Yeah, go easy on the lieutenant.
Right.
Hey, let's be careful out here.